It's the sort of jobs report that boosts chances of higher interest rates from the Fed. U.S. employers added more jobs than expected in November, and wages rose by the most in almost a year. Payrolls grew 263,000 last month. Average hourly wages rose twice as much as forecast. President Biden has signed a bill that averts a potentially crippling nationwide freight rail strike. The measure imposes a labor agreement hammered out by rail companies, union leaders, and the Biden administration. We spoke with Labor Secretary Marty Walsh.
There's some very good provisions in the contract. It wasn't like it was a bad contract. 24% increase, 85-15% split on health care, which they preserved. They were able to get some work rules changes. They were able to get three unpaid days off. The issue of sick time needs to be, the companies need to sit down with the unions now and have a serious conversation about two issues.
The president called the deal a victory for workers. The public will get its first look at the U.S. Air Force's new B-21 bomber today. All we've seen so far is an artist's rendering of the plane. The B-21 will be unveiled at a Northrop Grumman factory in Southern California. Visitors will have to turn in their mobile phones, and photographers will be allowed to shoot only from certain angles. The B-21 will replace the aging B-2 bomber. The talent war is ending on Wall Street. Bloomberg's learned that JPMorgan Chase, Bank of America, and Citigroup are all considering plans to cut bonus pools for their investment bankers by as much as 30%. Some low performers won't get bonuses at all. Job cuts and slumps in deals leave staff with fewer options as banks slash pay. Global news 24 hours a day on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.